Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Scott Miller covers Major League Baseball for SiriusXM, also a correspondent, contributor on Fox Sports in San Diego. And Scott joins me right now in the program. Scott, it's good to talk to you. Appreciate you making a few minutes. Thank you.
Hey, Sean, you as well. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, you too. So I know you work on Fox Sports in San Diego, so I want to start off with this Fernando Tatis contract. 14 years, $340 million, and I think obviously the most eye-popping thing about this is it's the San Diego Padres doing this, and this is a pattern where they've been giving out big deals like this. This is a different flavor, though, because this kid is viewed as the future of the sport, a future face of the sport. Can Fernando Tatis be the future face of the sport as a San Diego Padre?
Yeah, I think so, but a couple things have to happen. I think he's truly a generational type of player. I mean, this guy, he's got all the tools. You always hear in baseball, five-tool player. That's hit for power, hit for average, got speed, can play defense, can run. He's got a sixth tool as well. That's his mind. It's not just sheer talent, but this guy is hungry to be the best, and on the field he notices everything. He finds openings, weaknesses in the opponent, and he attacks. From all that perspective, I think he's a generational type player. Second thing to be a face of the sport, in this game especially, it's not the NBA. You can't just trade for LeBron James and all of a sudden you're pressed to an instant contender. It's hard to build a team in baseball. And what the Padres have done, Tatis Jr. has the foundation around him to win and for the Padres to be in the playoffs. I mean, general manager A.J. Preller, the trades over the winter, acquiring starting pitcher Blake Snell, the American League Cy Young winner for 2018, Darvish from the Cubs, Joe Musgrove. You know, they already had Manny Machado in place and Eric Hosmer. So they've got a good team around him that I think – will allow the Padres to play in October for the next few years, you would think. That's one thing Mike Trout has not had going for him is in this ongoing who's the face of baseball debate. He's only played in three playoff games his entire career in 2014. He hadn't been back to the playoffs since. Last year, granted, the playoffs were expanded, but the Padres, Tatis Jr. played in six playoff games last October. So he's already at 22 years old, played in twice as many playoff games as Trout will have, and Trout turns 30 this summer. So to be a face of the game, you've got to play in October. I think the Padres have the team to get Tatis Jr. there. And then lastly, addressing specifically as well your point about can you be a face of baseball in San Diego, everything I've already said has to happen, plus, MLB's marketing department. I mean, MLB's got to figure out ways to market his players better, and specifically Tatis Jr., because, you know, you're right. This isn't New York. This isn't Los Angeles. it's incumbent on baseball to do a really good job and a better job than it's done of marketing its players, especially its younger players. They've got to do that.
Scott Miller joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Scott, I wasn't going to ask you about Mike Trout, but you brought up a really good point there, and I wanted to follow up on that with you. And I'm just thinking across other sports, you know, we see players in the NBA all the time don't like their situation. They're able to force the issue and force their way out.
Yep.
We're experiencing it right now. I'm in Houston. We're experiencing that right now with Deshaun Watson, where he's trying to do that. Do you think, first of all, are you surprised that Mike Trout hasn't tried to do something like that? And do you think, as he sits there and watches right down the five from him, San Diego going from nothing to being this contender and seeing it happen with a bunch of other younger players, could we see Mike Trout doing something similar?
You know, I think only as a last resort. The one thing, a couple of things about Trout. You know, one, his personality is so different from Tatis Jr. Tatis Jr. is a natural leader. He's got swag. He's outgoing. We saw 2 years ago, Tatis Jr.'s rookie year, Sean, he was the clubhouse leader. The other guys in the clubhouse looked to him. And this is including a team with Machado and Hosmer. You know, Tatis Jr. just has that it factor. Mike Trout, a terrific player, obviously, one of the all-time greats, and a really salt-of-the-earth terrific guy. But Trout just doesn't enjoy the attention. He'd rather be just one of the guys in the clubhouse than stepping out. I think that's part of the reason he stayed in Anaheim, because it was a comfortable situation for him. And then when they offered him the 12-year deal a couple springs ago, I think, you know, he genuinely believed under then general manager Billy Epler they were in a better place and they were on their way to winning. So I don't think you'll see Trout trying to force his way out of Anaheim unless, I said, as a last resort. I think it'll be only if another year or two or three passes and the Angels go backwards instead of forwards. It gets to the point where he's 32, 33, and you know, they're still looking at futility. Then I think maybe. But you know, he's pretty positive this spring about new general manager Perry Mason. And the thing is, this is already Trout. This is his fourth general manager since Trout's been with the Angels, and he's now played with Joe Maddon as his third manager. So there's been a lot of turnover, and you know, it's like the Angels, you know, turn the page, say, hey, this could be a new chapter, and then it's the same chapter. Then they turn the page again, we're going to start over, new chapter, things are going to be better, and it's not. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, certainly you'd like to see Trout on that October stage sooner than later because, you know, 30 years old this summer, I don't want to say he's an old man, but, you know, he's already played probably more years in his prime than what he's got left of his prime.
Yeah, yeah. When you said that, and you said 30 years old, I'm like, oh my God, Mike Trout, you blink and he's 30 years old. It's
right.
Wild. Yeah, it's crazy, Scott. Scott Miller joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Scott, I want to circle over to former Mariners CEO Kevin Mather and the comments that he made this week. Not necessarily the racially insensitive comments about English skills and things like that. More so the comments about roster building and manipulating service. A lot of things that understandably got a lot of Seattle players very upset and probably a lot of players around baseball very upset. Where does this go from here? I mean, I know where it went with Matt gone, but where does this go from here, especially with a new CBA coming up a year from now?
Yeah, and the most important word you said of the last four or five sentences, former, when you said former president Kevin Mather, because he deserved to go. I don't care if he thought it was an off-the-records private talk to a Rotary Club. When you're the president of a baseball team, you could, number one, know better than to say what he said. But number two, it may be a good thing he said it for the sport in general, because everybody knows what's going on with roster manipulation, even if nobody from the club side would admit it. And if they try to play coy, you know, I saw Mather said with this Jared Kelenic that, you know, he's, or I'm sorry, it wasn't Mather even, it was Jerry DePoto said to reporters, you know, this spring in doing damage control. He's like, well, I don't know how you can say we're manipulating Jared Kelenic and his service time. The guy's not even played more than 20 games above A ball. He still needs more seasoning. Well, Seattle Mariners organization, 1995 to 97, when they rose up and had those memorable years, who were the stars of those teams? Alex Rodriguez had just broken in at 19 years old, by the way. And Ken Griffey Jr., his teammate, was a star who had debuted in the major leagues at 19 years old. This is an organization that those two guys debuted in, at for that organization at 19 years old. And here we are a decade and a half later, and they're doing everything they can to, instead of put a winning team on the field, you know, manipulate the service time and keep their thumb on their prospects. And, you know, the players union rightfully is angry, and there are too many teams. What it does, Sean, this whole roster manipulation, service time manipulation, that thing, what Kevin Mather did was put quotes and faces to what the players union believes is one of the biggest problems of our time, and that is too many teams not trying to win, which damages the competitive integrity of the sport. And if you don't have competitive integrity, you know, you're going to be losing fans, because if they can't trust the product on the field, and if they can't trust that everybody wants to win, well, why should they go spend money on tickets or watch on television?
Yeah, that's a great point. Scott Miller, SiriusXM MLB, of course, Fox Sports contributor as well in San Diego. Scott, really appreciate the time and the insight. Good stuff. Looking forward to talking to you again down the road. Thank you.
I look forward to it, Sean. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.